Welcome to Ventilly Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. It's going to be a great day, as always, because that's in our mind, right? It does not necessarily associated with the weather. It's whether we think it's going to be a good day or not. Okay? Now, today is show 313. The title of today's show is Dr. Kvitko Welcomes Ted, the Golden Voice Williams, live in the studio. This is the third anniversary of him being discovered. Yesterday was, actually. It was January 4th of 2011. So Ted got up, and he's here with his lovely partner there, Kathy, and they're in the studio. And thank you so much, Ted.
Good morning, Dr. Kvitko. Good morning. I'm glad to be here, first of all, to thank you so much publicly for this beautiful smile you've given me. And I don't get to do it often, so I'm going to take this opportunity first and foremost to thank God above and then to thank you personally right here on your show.
That's very nice of you, Ted. I really appreciate it. We worked hard on that smile, didn't we?
Yes, you did. Yes,
several
you did.
Hours in the dental chair, several appointments.
An extreme makeover, I might
add. Yeah. Well, you had an extreme smile in the opposite direction. In fact, we talked a little bit in the process of doing it. You were kind of upset because some people were making fun of your teeth, weren't they?
Yes, they certainly was. And, yeah, you know, sometimes that knocks your self-esteem down.
Right. So I think it was, David Letterman or something that made comments?
Oh, yeah. It was Howard Stern.
Oh, Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, my hero. Yeah.
Not anymore, I take it.
No.
So, Ted, tell me, we have a 3-year history now where you were at the corner of Hudson and I-71.
Yes, sir.
Begging for money with a sign.
That's right.
For 17 years, you did that.
Yeah. Well, No.
No?
That was only about 18 months
from
a 17-year homeless stretch.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it was only at that corner for 18 months.
Yeah, about 18 months. Yeah.
And on a day like today or what last night, would you have gone to a shelter?
More than likely. I would try to, but if it meant separating from Kathleen, no, I would not.
Some shelters are only men and some are only women?
Yeah, right. And we aren't married. So.
Okay. Oh, okay. So,
but we will be getting soon.
Does she know that?
Yes, she does. And if she didn't, she knows it now.
Is there a ring? Is there a ring?
Actually, there is.
You put a ring on it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, she's flashing it over there. Wow.
There we
That's
go.
Pretty neat. Good deal. Okay,
thanks
you don't.
To,
do you have a
thanks
date?
Thanks to Beyonce's song, yeah. if I would, she would have never made that song, Kathy wouldn't have heard it and wouldn't have thought
wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't have asked for the ring on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do we have a date?
No, not yet, sir.
Okay. Do we have a year?
We're looking forward to this year.
This year.
What are you doing? Trying to...
She's over there waving, how about tomorrow?
This is a dating game or something.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
How's that song go? Okay. So tell me.
It's been a phenomenal 2 years. I must say the first 2 years. Embarking upon the third year, I'm hoping it's going to be a lot more, let's say, bigger.
Thought it was 3 years.
Well, I'm going on the third year.
Okay. No, yeah. No. This was in 2011.
That's right. 3 years.
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
Right.
So you missed a year.
There you go.
Were you asleep?
There you go. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you spent 17 years homeless, 18 months at the corner of North Broadway and I-71.
Yeah. Hudson.
And then Daryl Chenoweth III.
Yes.
He is a Columbus Dispatch reporter.
Yes.
And he came, one day he came and... I think he gave you a dollar or
a
couple
bucks. Yeah,
he
said,
bucks.
Here, say something with that voice. Here's a dollar, and I went, ballistic. And
that was on the, but then he came back because he didn't have a video camera the first time, right?
Yeah, the first time he came down, and he just couldn't believe it. He was in awe, and I said, when you're listening to nothing but the best, and then, you know, the rest is history.
Right, right.
And in that 2 year, the first 2 years, I have to say that the reconnection with Dr. Phil was fabulous. You know, I thought he was going to give up on me after... After, let's see, what was it? 8 days, 11 days that I stayed in treatment the very first time.
Yeah.
And I walked away, and thank God for Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen that year. It, you know, kind of put me under the radar. He was winning and she was stealing.
Right.
So nobody was really trying to say next on The Insider. You know, Ted Williams, the golden voice, leaves. So I reconnected with Dr. Phil. I successfully completed. Myself and my girlfriend, we successfully completed the treatment. And we came home with a sobriety coach, and I lived in Dublin and in some property owned by my previous attorney. And we had a great 2 years. You know, they tried to really get me away from that I-71 Hudson area, and they did so. And so I went to a lot of meetings, 12-step groups, and got me a sponsor and a few things to really help me. And I enjoyed living in Dublin. The taxes were high, but I enjoyed living in Dublin.
What's it like being a taxpayer?
Wow, that's phenomenal in itself. You know, Kathy and I would go to grocery stores now, and here's something. You want to hear something about recovery?
Sure.
You know, sometimes a lot of people think, well, it's just the alcohol and the drugs and all that I've ingested over the years. But sometimes it's the lifestyle, too. And I'll tell you what I mean. I go to stores sometime, and I find myself in the aisles that I used to actually steal those items, you know.
I wondered if you were going to go there, yeah.
Yeah, I would actually find and have no need to be in that aisle, you know. Or sometimes I'm looking around at the security surveillances, you know, to see.
To this day, when you go to that aisle, you're looking at the surveillance cameras because you used to steal?
So, yeah. Well, for 18 years, I've amassed a criminal record, which was a hidden secret, because Dr. Phil put every mugshot that there was possible on me.
I
do feel that what you do in the dark comes out in the light. Certainly not to that magnitude, but it's truly been a phenomenal 2 years.
So, just out of curiosity, who is in the address book of your cell phone?
Who's in the
address book of your cell phone? Who are your contacts? Do you have Dr. Phil's phone number?
Yes, I do. Well, I have his producing staff.
Do you have Jimmy Fallon's phone number?
I have the producing staff.
Who else?
Let's see. I have Mike Epps. I have Matt Lauer. I have a few other people. Wendy Williams.
I remember when you were on Wendy.
Yeah, and I have Piers Morgan. I have Robin Mead of the Morning Express on CNN Headline News with Robin Mead. I have Ann Curry. I have... quite a few of them, Doctor.
Okay. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So,
and Monique.
Monique.
Yes. She's a talk show host, comedian.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Queens of comedy.
So where are you living now, Ted?
Right now, I just relocated back to Columbus. I'm no longer in Dublin, so I'm living in Columbus. I live off of Sunbury Road, and I love it. I love it. Everything is in my name. Previously, I had a lot of... trust accounts and everything. You know, money wasn't being trusted in my hands, because an addict and an alcoholic has triggers, and money at one point was my trigger. So I enabled someone to handle my finances. I'm living very, very comfortably, not richly, but I'm richly blessed.
Right.
And that's the difference. I'd rather be richly blessed than own a lot of money, because you can't take it with you.
Right, right. And that's actually a really good point. I think a lot of people need to realize that. We talk to everybody, and in fact, there are shows on this station that talk about, you know, generating as much money as you can and planning for retirement and everything. And sometimes I think that they maybe shortchange themselves a little bit during their time on this earth because instead of enjoying the fruits of their labor now,
they're just
planning for the future. So you think you have to kind of do both. You have to plan for the future, but still kind of enjoy the time, because you don't know, you could get run over by a bus tomorrow, right?
Oh, we're not making light of people with bus accidents. I'd be chuckling.
That's right. We want to be politically correct.
Emails.
So tell me, like, what does being clean mean to you?
Being clean means to me that I can pretty much focus on what's going on around me. You know, I have somewhat of a clarity. And at times, you know, being clean seems like it's a dreadful thing to do. It's boring, you know, especially after you spent 25 years using drugs and alcohol. You know, that's the only way you can really medicate some of your pains, your unresolved anger issues, your resentments, all of those things. But being clean to me means being closer to God.
Okay, That's really neat. So I have to ask, I don't think a good talk show host would let you in and out of the studio without asking. When was the last time you smoked crack?
May 4th, let's say 2011. I was going to say a week before that, before I went back to Dr. Phil. I was a little, you know.
So right before you went into the Origins Recovery
Center? Correct.
You wanted to get one last token or something? Is that what you
did? Well, yeah. Like I told you, I walked out after 8 days of treatment the very first time, and then I went through a little middle month period.
Uh-huh.
But that when I left May 4th, 2011 from the airport to South Padre Island, Texas, into what Dr. Phil referred me to, and I had a, you know, the first 45 days were rough in treatment because I didn't really, really, really want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I had to because I had some great people behind me.
Okay.
And I had to do it for myself. Outside of my family and friends, I had some great people behind me.
Right. And we communicated in when
like
you were in
Kraft
there.
Like Kraft macaroni and cheese.
That's right.
Like
that's
Brian, right. Like Dr. Kvitko.
Right.
And many other great people.
So we exchanged a couple letters while you were.
Yeah, when I was in Padre and you dug up one.
I tracked him down.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, I wanted to try to find out if I could get a letter to Ted, and I called there. I had to look up the phone number of this Origins Recovery Center. And I called and I said, you guys have a patient. His name is Ted Williams. And if I wanted to send him a letter, how would I do that? And she said, well, first of all, we can neither confirm nor deny that there's a person by that name here. But if you wanted to send somebody a letter, here's the address. So I took a chance and sent you a letter.
Yeah,
and you were nice enough to send me one back. And I happened to save that letter.
I see.
And I wonder if I was thinking about reading it, if it's okay with you. But then I thought it'd even be better to have you read it in your own that deep voice of yours.
Okay. Yeah. on a spot with this one because I really, really didn't remember. I remember we corresponded, but I don't remember exactly.
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Okay. We're gonna hold that. You give you a chance to look it over.
Okay.
Even though you wrote it, you probably have to read the copy, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
So let's go to a commercial break. When we come back, Ted's gonna read the letter that he wrote me when he was at Origins Recovery Center.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates. Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
All All right, and we're back. It's Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and in the studio with me is Ted, the Golden Voice Williams.
Wait a minute, I want to do my drop for you.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, and I'd like to say, Dr. Kvitko, thank you for making my days more better by this beautiful smile that you've blessed me with.
Well, thank you, Ted.
I wanted to say that.
Okay, so we'll actually record that and use it.
Okay, well, let's record this letter you were talking about.
Okay, yeah, so before the break, we were talking about a letter that Ted sent me from Origins. In fact, we exchanged two letters, but we only have time for one. And this is the letter that Ted sent me in response to my letter to him.
Hey, Dr. Kvitko, how are you? Fine, I hope, and certainly pray. I also hope this letter finds you in the best of health. Boy, what a great surprise to hear from you. You know, I love you, Dr. Kvitko. You are the man. Ha ha. I will pay you back the $50 loan you gave me before I left Columbus.
I'm still waiting.
I was going to say, off the record, you know, I still owe Dr. Kvitko with interest.
Yes.
Okay. As for me, is that what this is remind me? As for me, I'm doing well and resting as much as I can. I'm eating well and on a great vitamin regimen. I drink a 350-calorie of Ensure three times a day along with a chewable multivitamin. I'm taking your advice of brushing and flossing my teeth after every meal, and I do look forward to my follow-up exams with you. I want to maintain my million-dollar Hollywood smile. My outdate is August 5th, 2011, and I can't wait. Well, for one reason, is because I will be reunited with Kathleen. Hooray! And second, I'll be able to continue to spread God's message of hope, redemption, and second chance. Healthy and sober this time, Doc, with no goofies. If you recall, goofies is what I was referring to by drinking Grey Goose and coffee and calling them a goofy. So no more goofies. That was our inside joke.
Yes.
I know God still isn't finished with me yet, Doctor. So with that in mind, Doctor, keep me in your prayers as you will always be in mine. One thing I know for sure, keeping God first, all things are possible. And faith without works is dead. Thanks again, Dr. Kvitko, for your time, letter, and dental care advice. And you're still doing that three years later.
Yeah, you know, your handwriting is so very neat. I'm surprised. Look, for a minute there, it looked like he couldn't read his own writing, but he has great handwriting.
Well, you know what? And it's probably one of the biggest compliments I get whenever I sign a book or a picture or whatever. Somebody thinks my penmanship is excellent for an ex-homeless person.
Well, people don't realize you're college educated.
Yes, sir.
Right? He's very articulate.
You know, I want to say one last thing on that note. There are a lot of educated homeless people. Mental health, as you well know, doctor, and addiction and some other circumstances could spiral anybody into homelessness or addiction or whatever. I was meeting someone. I just narrated, give you a little update on some of the things I've done. I'm still connected with the Kraft Mac and Cheese people.
Right.
My book is doing very well on Amazon.com and at a Barnes & Noble's near you. No.
What's it called?
A Golden Voice, How Faith, Hard Work, and Humility Has Brought Me from the Streets to Salvation. Doing very well. Going into worldwide print and even paperback very soon. I said that to say this. I'm going on Oprah Winfrey's Where Are They Now? Now, your listeners are having somewhat of an exclusive on this three-year update. But Oprah, she'll get a bigger one. No. But I owe you a lot. And so I've just moved into my new home. My son with his four children live with me now. Tyrell, he's my youngest boy. And it's such a, the blessing of that alone were prayers that were prayed 25 years ago, doctor. Mm-hmm. 25 years ago, I was praying never-ending prayers to try to be reconnected with my family. So if all of this was to leave the gracious people coming up and wanting to be photographed with me, and I love it all. I mean, I never deny nobody except one guy in the restroom. I'll tell you about that outfit.
Now, so we were on the phone yesterday, and you said that, boy, I should have gone to the car because I'm standing in the store.
Yeah, Vic Kroger yesterday.
And people kept coming up and asking for a picture with you and their autograph and that sort of thing.
My favorite thing is this.
What?
Hey, you was that homeless man, wasn't you? That was my favorite one. And then there's one other thing. Hey, you're the voice. And thank you, Jesus. I mean, look, I got a great smile from Dr. Kavicko, and I got a tagline on the end of a national spot that says, "You know you love it."
Yeah, go ahead and do the whole,
you ask for?
Do the whole commercial, because I have a lot of patients, and they ask me, they always come in and say, they see your picture on the wall.
Uh-huh.
They say, "Oh, you did Ted Williams dentistry." And I say, "Yeah." They go, "Well, how is he?" And I said, "Oh, you know, he's doing fine." And of course, we want to find that out. We want to find out what you're doing now. But one of the things that I tell them is, you are the voice of the Kraft macaroni and cheese commercial.
Yes,
so
sir.
Do the whole commercial that we've all heard.
Kraft Homestyle macaroni and cheese, cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Is that smooth or what?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not complimenting myself on that note. I thought we was looking at the producer over there for that comment.
No, that's
okay,
very good.
But yes. And so your smile with "You Know You Love It," it had to be God. You know what I'm saying? It had to be God. You know, I stood on that corner. This was about a month ago. I stood on that same corner with a sign with the noodle trademark
really?
From Kraft, and I was smiling at some of the passerbys going, "You know you love it. You know you love it." And I'm showing all my teeth.
Just for fun? You were doing that?
Yeah, just for fun.
Okay, was it
a
promotional thing for Kraft or something?
No, it was just my gratitude for you and God, from God and you.
Wow.
That's my way of shining, because as I got to think about it, I said, you know, this is more than just me. It's more than just me, you know, and so now your recognition I want to give the world, because you know, I wouldn't be Ted Williams without this beautiful smile. Well, I would be, but I mean, you know, it just complements everything. It just lets people see the divine reason for this.
Well,
he inspired you. He commissioned you, doctor.
Well, thank you.
The Lord commissioned you.
Well, we were talking, and this was years ago, we were talking about how when you first were discovered, they took and they got you some new clothes and they got you a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I tell you? Because we hadn't done your smile yet. Do you remember?
No.
I said, "Ted, you look like a homeless guy with a haircut."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
am I right?
Yeah,
because
you sure did.
With the rotten teeth, you still looked homeless. Sure. You still looked like somebody that maybe people wouldn't trust, or somebody that maybe wouldn't be in front of and speaking in front of 2,000 people or more, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so the book publishers, they had to write some pretty hefty checks. And they wanted to make sure they were writing checks to somebody they could trust.
Somebody marketable.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. Yeah. And so, you know, it does affect every aspect of a person's life, starting with what you see when you wake up in the morning in the mirror.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you like what you see.
Well, you know, I was a dental phobic.
I
Dr. Kavicko, when he said that there was an extreme makeover, let me tell you, 90% was the labor extreme. Dr. Kavicko knows what he's doing. He'll give you exactly what you need according to how you need it. But what I will say is him getting me to sit still in a chair was probably the major portion of my visits. And, you know, he was very cordial about it. You know, he tried to relax me with it and all of that good stuff. So he's a great doctor.
Well, thanks, Ted. It may seem like that's why I had Ted on the show, was to kind of toot our own horn.
No, it really wasn't.
But it's awful nice of you to say. I really wanted this to be more about you. Now, you have, well, first of all, I'm curious. Did you get your driver's license?
Actually, no, and here's the reason why. Over the past 3 years, I've had outstanding child support situations,
okay,
in which I've knocked down those numbers pretty decently, I might add, to be able to get my passport and my driver's license. And by January 22nd of this month, you know, to be honest with you, I have to have my driver's license.
Okay, so there's fair warning. 17 days from now, Ted's going to be out there driving his own car, so you might want to stay home that day, right? We'll call it. Instead of a snow day, we'll call it a Ted day. Everybody stay home, because Ted's going to be out there. So you're going to be able to get your passport, because some of the invitations you had were in other countries, and you couldn't go because you couldn't leave.
Yes, Ireland, Belfast, Ireland, and God.
Was there something in Indonesia or Japan? Where was it?
It was in Dubai. And you're right, absolutely. It was in Thailand.
Thailand, okay.
Yeah.
They wanted you to be on what would have been their version of the Today Show or something. And you didn't know you couldn't go until you went to go, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Australia, I had many opportunities.
So you're slowly, you've knocked down the debt to child. Now, see, but your kids are all grown, right?
I mean,
you have 9 children.
Yes.
And they're all grown. So I guess I'm a little surprised that you still have to pay child support.
Well, some of this is back child support for the years that a few of them were in their teenage, I mean, I'm sorry, that, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old that I was living successful before this big thing fell down.
All right. Do you know all 9 of your children's names?
Yes. Yes.
Can you name them?
Yes. Trisha, Tangela, Julie, Janae, Desmond, Tyrell, Angel, India, and Keisha.
Okay, okay. Now, see, most people do oldest to youngest. You didn't.
No, I didn't. I kind of...
Just the way they came into your head. Okay, and 12 grandchildren.
Yeah, 16 grandchildren.
16 grandchildren.
Yes. And I'm having the time of my life with them because I'm telling you now, I was a deadbeat dad. As you can see, I owed so much child support. But I will say this, I'm reconnecting with my grandchildren like they were mine, and we're having the best time of our lives. They're walking around with doo-doo diapers going, you know you love it. You know you love it.
That's funny.
Papa.
So, Ted, hey, do you have a lawnmower?
No, sir.
Who cuts your grass?
Well, I just moved in a couple months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a snow shovel?
That I do.
You know why I'm asking this?
Why?
Because everyone's wish for you is that you live happily ever after, and so we picture you in this little white house with a picket fence around it.
Oh, that sounds real old.
With Ted, out there cutting his grass on the weekends. So what's an average day for you like right now?
Right now is taking my son to work is probably the greatest thing. I take my son to work. He works at the Limited, and I take him to work at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, during the day, I go to a studio, and I've been cutting some new Kraft mac and cheese. Now, with 2 new flavors to love. And
you heard it first here.
Yeah, exclusive.
We don't know the flavors yet, though, do we?
Yeah, no, and I feel so embarrassed about that.
Something Southwest, I think you said.
Yeah,
the Southwest flair, and who knows what else, right?
That's right, Texas something.
Okay.
But I'll have it next show. I'll have it even a sample for you. But I was going to jump ahead of myself. I told you about the Oprah. Where are they now? Kraft has given me a very nice endowment to my 501c3 charity called the Ted Williams Project. And now I'm able to write grants on some of your projects, in which I think you and I were talking about briefly about getting a, you remember a home edition of Extreme Makeover? I was thinking something like this, Dr. Kavicko. You and I could go around the country, or let's start in Ohio, and just say, hi, I'm Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, and today we're going to see who is going to have a you-know-you-love-it smile, you know? And you and I are going to go around and really bless some people with some smiles.
That would be neat. You know, I've been trying to raise money for my rolling studio to equip it.
Yeah, exactly.
With portable dental equipment.
I might be able to help you with that.
And that would be great. I have on drkavitko.com and dentallyspeaking.com, I have this icon called the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund that if people click on it, they can help donate money to get that dental equipment.
Yeah.
Because once we have the equipment, then I'll be able to fund the, you know, like buying the things you use every day, the consumables, the gauze, and the anesthetic and stuff.
I can mobilize it.
Yeah. So I already have the unit, the rig, and then we put some dental chairs in there and go out and help people that need help. I'll be doing my Dentistry from the Heart again this year. It'll be the fourth year in a row. It's not going to be June 14th like you would think because I have a niece getting married, so I have to pick a new date. Right. But otherwise, it's going to be relatively close to that. Listen, and so, yeah.
I have two things that I'm doing on January 11th. First of all, let me say this real briefly. I know how you are about healthcare and so forth. I'm going to be at the COSI on January 11th from 11 till 5. I will be there with Fun Fitness, a great way to stay in shape. I'm going to commit myself and, of course, to your organizations as well. But Fun Fitness is going to take place at COSI at 11 a.m. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to have books. I mean, we're just going to have a good time exercising. And they are really committed to getting young people, old people, middle-aged people and so forth, really, really expanding or extending the chance of a longer life by exercise and good, healthy eating and all
of
that.
Is this a fundraiser?
I tell you what, I know who we're going to segue into something here soon, but funfitness.com is where you could go to find out more information on it. It's a fantastic cause, and we're just going to have fun exercising. We're going to be all through the year having little I'm going to introduce you to her. Her name is Michelle Washington.
Okay.
She is the coordinator of this, and she has a fine team of people who are going to commit themselves into getting everyone in shape.
Michelle Washington.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really neat. So you are raising money. You have your own 501c3.
Yes.
And it is called what again?
The Ted Williams Project. And let me just say one more thing. November 13th, it just passed, 2013, I helped raise $500,000 down in Dallas, Texas. I had I was a keynote speaker at a fundraiser for The Bridge, which is a homeless shelter that houses 350 men. They got a barber shop, a dentist chair, you know, a dental clinic. They have all of this in-house.
Wow.
Mental health, just everything. It's phenomenal. It would be a great model for future shelters, homeless shelters in the United States. I really, really like that idea.
Okay. That sounds good. Now, I know you have to go because
yeah,
you're committed to you're speaking this morning twice. You're speaking at 9 and you're speaking at 10.
At 11. At 9 and 11.
9 and 11.
At the Genoa Baptist Church in Genoa, right down on Westerville Road, right
okay.
outside of Westerville.
So if you want to come and hear Ted speak live, you can come to that today.
Yeah.
Hey, Ted, did you bring any books with you?
Actually, you know what,
you
Doctor?
Forgot?
I certainly did.
Okay, we were going to give away a book as well as flowers, but I guess we'll have to stick with the flowers because he forgot the book. Okay.
I will make sure I have dropped one by your office and you can have it for the next show.
Okay, we'll have it for the next show.
Yeah.
All right, Ted. Well, hey, thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
Certainly, my pleasure.
And good luck this morning at 9 and 11. And then
Fun Fitness on
January 11th from 11 to 4, did you say?
Yes,
at
from
COSI.
11 to at COSI. We're going to have a great time. Come on out with the man with the golden voice. And remember, on behalf of Kraft Mac and Cheese and Dr. Kvitko, you know you will love it.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. And make sure you tune in next week Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Yeah! Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Ooh, you want to know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're going to have to keep...
Okay, and we're back, and that was kind of nice to have Ted here, and didn't know that he had another event this morning, but that's okay. I mean, he's in great demand, and it is the third anniversary of his discovery, so we're honored that he spent some of it, at least, with us. And one of the things that we put off so that we could take advantage of having Ted here as long as we could was Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day here soon, but before we do, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right. The question of the day is, let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And it was going to be a book from Ted, but that'll be next week, I guess. So tune in next week, and you'll be able, hopefully be able to win a copy of Ted's book. But anyway, the question of the day is, my guest today, Ted Williams, A, was homeless for 17 years, B, has been on the Dr. Phil show, C, is the voice of the Kraft macaroni and cheese commercials, D, has had his smile made over by me, Dr. Kvitko, or E, all of the above. All right? The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question again real quickly is, my guest Ted Williams, A, was homeless for 17 years, B, has been on the Dr. Phil show, C, is the voice of the Kraft macaroni and cheese commercials, D, had his smile made over by Dr. Kvitko, or E, all of the above. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes and then they take away your teeth too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I'm gonna love you with my hands, Dad. Show me your teeth. Tell me when. Show me your teeth. Open your mouth, boy. Show me your teeth. Show me what you got. Show me your teeth.
All right, we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have callers on the line. We have, excuse me, Karen, Jeffrey, Sarah, and Scoop. And what we do, I forgot to ask Ted to pick a number from 1 to 4 like I usually do when I have a guest, so I'm going to go back to the old standby, the dice. I'm going to roll the dice here. And it looks like it's a 3. No, it's a 2. Yeah, 2. Well, it's a 3, but I had the wrong name. Okay, so it's 3. That would be Jeffrey. Jeffrey, how are you?
Okay.
And do you have the answer?
Yeah, it's, all of the above.
That's right, that's right. Did you know that before listening to the show?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's cool. And Jeffrey, what do you do for a living?
I'm a security officer.
Oh, neat. Very neat. We need a lot of those these days, and it's kind of sad, isn't it? But we do.
Yep.
So I guess good for you. And I think, so anyway, we're going to get the free flowers sent to you. If you can just please hang on, we'll get your information, all right?
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so now while my producer's getting that info, here's the sheet. Let me give her back the sheet. So I had many, many more questions for Ted. Some of them I know the answers to, by the way, and I just wanted to hear him kind of tell you guys. You know, for one, in fact, in a little bit, we're going to have next week on the show, we're having a gentleman named Alex Fitz, and he is with a group called the Kick Drums, and he's on the show next week, but he's going to be calling in here in a second, and we'll kind of preview that show. But when Ted heard that Alex was from Brooklyn, he was like, oh, my mom lives there. We're in Brooklyn. So we'll ask Alex here in a minute. But so, you know, you might remember that Ted had not seen his 89-year-old mother for years. I don't know how many, probably 20 or something. And she just lost touch, had given up on him. I'm not sure what. But there was a pretty nice reunion that we saw on television that was, you know, heartwarming. His mom was a single mom and raised him to be polite and educated, and then to have him turn out to be homeless, a homeless crackhead, as he would say, was very sad for her. But then when they finally met up after he was discovered, one of the things she said to him was, don't let me down again, you know. She wasn't so certain that he was, you know, necessarily cured. And, but he seems to be holding it together. You know, it's, people that become homeless, they become homeless for a reason. It's oftentimes there's some mental health issues, which Ted acknowledged he has oftentimes. And the way I see that is they don't make good choices. They maybe upset some family members that were otherwise trying to help them. They misperceive the person's intention when it comes to the help. And so after a while, those people don't want to help anymore, and so there's no place to turn, and they wind up, you know, homeless in a shelter or whatever. Some people, I've been talking to Ted, some people turn up to be homeless kind of by choice. They don't want to have to worry about monthly rent and that sort of thing. They just want to be able to get up and do their thing, whatever that is, and not be on a schedule. I know that was something that was very tough for Ted initially, was having to get up and be at this meeting with this producer at a certain time. He hated that, and I know that firsthand because I went with Ted out to L.A. I met him out there. I had put some temporaries on him, and his people at the time wanted me to come out and kind of take a look and make sure that everything was going to hold on while he went on the Today Show and the CBS Early Show and all of that. And so we paired up with my dental lab's brother-in-law is a dentist out there, and we were able to get him to make sure that nothing was going to come off in the middle of one of those important interviews. I will tell you that doing Ted's dentistry made me pretty nervous because his livelihood is his voice. He has to be able to speak properly, correctly, succinctly. And as you heard, it's a very great voice, very great radio voice, more so than mine. I think he ought to have this job, and maybe I could have his. But anyway, so honestly, in looking at Ted and when I first met him and looking in his mouth, as it turns out, what I think would have been best for him, or at least easier for me, maybe not best for him, but easier for me, I could have guaranteed a beautiful smile if I had made him dentures. And I kind of assumed, being homeless for 17 years, that he wouldn't have enough teeth to save. But I'll tell you what, dentures made me really nervous because I thought, well, what if he can't speak correctly? What if he can't talk? What if they're loose? What if they move around? Then I pretty much would be, you know, screwed. But luckily we were able to get these bridges and crowns and root canals and all kinds of stuff. I did some extractions. We had to use sedation on Ted. It was pretty involved. And, you know, he does look great, wouldn't you say? I'm looking at my producer. She's shaking her head. Yes. She'd never seen him that close before, I don't think, right? Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So let me, you know what, it's almost time to go to commercial. But before we do, as I mentioned, next week's show, before we go to commercial, let's talk a little bit. We have Alex Fitz. Alex Fitz is with the Kick Drums, and he's calling in from Brooklyn, right, Alex? Are you there, Alex? Oh, did we lose him? Alex? Can you hear me?
Yo.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Don't you love the way these phones always work? We're just about ready to hang up, and the person says, I'm here. So, hey. Hey, thanks for getting up and helping us promote next week's show with you on it. So, the kick drums. And you started out, you're from Cleveland, right?
Yeah, I'm from Cleveland.
And then you wound up in Brooklyn. Not wound up there. You probably like it better than Cleveland, right?
I mean, Cleveland's a great place to grow up. There's not much of a music industry there. So, okay. Yeah, I moved out to New York to kind of get in the... you know, get on one of the coasts or whatever. But I love Cleveland. I love Ohio. My family's in Columbus, too. So.
Good. Yeah, I love Ohio, too. And, you know, you can always go and visit places like New York and L.A. and Chicago and Atlanta and so on, London. But it's kind of nice to have this Midwest feel. I think so, anyway.
Yeah, no, it's great to grow up there and then go out. I think we're kind of instilled with, like, good values and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, just coming here and living here, I've been here for 5 years, it sort of starts to wear on you, and you got to remember, like, oh, I'm from the Midwest, you know, because you sort of, like, get assimilated into the culture. But I don't know. It's really nice to be from a place where everybody's had, like, manner, you know, stuff
yeah,
like these,
yeah.
Thank you and all that stuff. So it's not really necessary here, which is kind of crazy. Like, you really don't have to say, like, please or thank you or hold doors for people or do anything. Like, you could just plow into somebody and just keep walking, and it's like, perfectly acceptable. So.
I did not know that. And then the other thing I've noticed is, have you ever noticed when you're in Columbus, especially, we're very polite about not beeping our horn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It takes a lot to get somebody to beep their horn, which is good. It's, you know, less noise pollution. And then when you do, it's a little, kind of a little short toot, you know, it's like not holding on to the horn, like, get out of my way. It's just like, hey,
yeah.
The light changed about 3 minutes ago. Could you please go forward, you know? Now, I was in New York City in September, I think it was, went to Times Square, and I interviewed some folks there, and it was funny because most of them weren't from there.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it actually works the other way around, too. Like, my drummer is from Long Island, and, you know, we'd be going through the Midwest doing shows, and he's fascinated by this. He's like somebody would be turning really slow or not moving or something. He's like, why isn't no one honking at this guy? And I'm just like, people don't use their horn around here. Like, it's literally only used in emergency situations.
Exactly,
but
exactly.
Here it's like some of the stuff people do with their horn, I'm like, oh man, like, dude, you're asking for like a fight right now or something.
Exactly.
Like,
I mean, that's what it says, is I'm ready to, you know, I want to fight you, I want to kill you, I want to do something, because and I've actually experienced that here in, I was behind this car, and these two guys were honking their horn, and the one got out, and the other one got out, except the second one got out, had a hammer.
Oh, wow.
A regular, you know, carpenter's hammer, and they started fighting, and it's pretty scary. So I think that's why we shouldn't beep our horn unless we really are, you know, looking for a fight, just like you said.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it's part of the culture here. I don't know. Every place is different. That's just something about driving and... And I think there's a lot more frustration here, obviously. The traffic is just ridiculous, so people
you know,
resort to lashing out or whatever.
Hey, did you go to the New Year's Eve downtown Times Square celebration?
Nah, I wouldn't. It's so crowded down there. I mean, it's really true that if you live full-time in New York, you don't really, like, venture into the Times Square area.
Uh-huh.
You know,
okay.
That's usually reserved for people who are coming in from out of town and want to see what they see on television and
right.
stuff. But I stayed in Brooklyn and just kind of did my thing. So,
do you have any idea how long it took those people to get home?
I don't even want to imagine. You know, I heard that it, you know, 3 days leading up to it, it was already packed. I mean, it's pretty crazy here during the holidays, just that whole area. If you go kind of midtown and all the way up to Central Park, because that's where all the kind of retail stores are from 34th up to about 59th. That's
okay.
Really the touristy, you know, just you come here to shop, and it's ridiculously expensive. I don't know why anyone would do that. I mean, you're paying so much money for the same things that you could get in Columbus for so much cheaper, but you know, I guess it's just about the experience.
I guess. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Next time I'm there with my family, I'll tell them, nope, let's just wait till we get home and we'll buy you the coffee mug.
Yeah, just go on Amazon.
They're all made in China anyway, right?
Yeah.
Hey, just as a little tease, leading up to next week's show, you maybe were listening this morning. I asked Ted Williams who are the famous people in his telephone address book contact list. So
tell me
some of the people in yours.
Let me see. I got RZA from Wu-Tang. MGK is my friend. Who else? Lil Wayne.
How about Snoop Dogg?
Put me on the spot.
How about Snoop Lion?
I got a bunch of people.
You got Snoop Lion or Snoop Dogg or whatever he's going by this year?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Do you have Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion or whatever he's going by this year?
No, I don't know him.
Oh, okay. Okay. But anyway, okay, and then we're going to play some of your music next week. I was listening to it. It's really good. It surprised me. I don't know. Don't take that wrong. But it reminds me of music that some of which I grew up with. Maybe not that long ago, but it's pretty cool. I thought it was rap, and it's not. Me and my wife both, we don't mind rap if there's somebody that can sing, if there's a tone, you know, just the pure rapping with no musical ability. That I don't really like that much. But no, the music sounds great, and we'll talk about the different songs. I know that right now you just released an album, and it's called Thinking Out Loud, Kick Drums,
yeah.
Thinking Out Loud. And so we'll play a couple cuts from that next week and learn a little bit more about like some of these artists you've worked with, Kid Cudi, 50 Cent, Kanye West, and Slaughterhouse, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, hey, thank you for getting up and being on the show and previewing this for us so people will tune in next week. And now I guess you get to go back to bed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll see you on the 12th. Thank you
okay,
so much,
thanks,
Alex.
Man.
Okay, bye-bye now. All right, I think we'll go to a break. We got a little behind with all of that. We'll go to another break, and then when we come back, I have some interesting stories that are in the news, dental-related and those kinds of things. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We have about, 8 or 9 minutes left, right? Just a little bit of time. And so I think it's been a fun show. Ted looks great. He's out and about. You know, when I first met Ted, he had like a posse. He had people around him all the time, and he was always like sitting in the back seat of the car, and people were driving him and making sure he got up on time and telling him where he had to be and when. And that was one of the things that he didn't like. And so it was kind of funny when they were getting ready to leave, him and Kathleen, they're trying to figure out how to get to this place they have to be, this church, and I don't know if he doesn't have a GPS. It didn't sound like it. Maybe he needs to get it on his phone or something. Yeah, or he doesn't know how to use it, one of the two. I'm happy to know that he's able to travel now, or at least he should be by January 22nd, because he did miss out on quite a bit of opportunity by not being able to get a visa to travel to other countries. He couldn't even go to Canada, for that matter. I could have illegally and then maybe not gotten back in the country, so I don't think they wanted to take that chance. So we wish him well, and it sounds like, I don't know if he's serious, if we'll be working together, but it sounds like an interesting concept, doesn't it? Yeah, having Ted come with me in the rolling studio and do some dentistry on some people that he would pick. Now, Ted obviously has a soft spot in his heart for the homeless. And I think that we would probably be, if we do this, we'd be going to maybe homeless shelters or areas where, like they call them encampments, homeless encampments. They're basically where the people camp in the woods because they don't have a home. And it's funny because, you know, I am a camper. My wife and I and our family have always been campers. And you'll see sometimes families where they are struggling. They've lost their house. They have children. They really have nothing, almost nothing left. But they have this little tiny travel trailer. And over the summer months, especially in warm weather, they go to campgrounds. And I think if you're a child, you just think you're camping. I don't think you think of yourself as homeless if you're at a campsite. You know, you have the fire, you have the woods, you can play hide and seek or whatever, tag, you know. When I travel in the rolling studio, and most people know this, some don't, that Walmart allows any motorhome to spend the night in their parking lot. It's just a blanket rule. It's allowed. Some of them have stopped trucks from doing the same because I think the weight of all of their load was starting to hurt their parking lots. But so far, at least, they all still allow motorhomes, travel trailers. And so we were on our way back from, I believe it was Texas, and this whole corral of it almost turned into a little campground. There must have been 17 or 20 RVs, whether they be motorhomes or travel trailers or, you know, mini winnies, all of that stuff. And it looked, there was this family, it looked like they had about four or five children, and it really looked like that was their home. And that they, in essence, were homeless, but they were all living together in this little tiny trailer. It was a little sad, but then on the other hand, you know, the kids don't realize. To them, that's normal. And I think that there's a lot of family time. They'll probably cherish their childhood, and when they grow up, they'll realize how poor they were. But I guess homeless can also be a state of mind as well, you know. Ted didn't really think it was as terrible as we all did. For him, it was normal. I think he realizes now that the idea that he has a warm place to sleep. And it's kind of neat that he's going out and helping other homeless folks. One of the things that he's told me that is very important is socks, dry socks. Apparently, that's something that is hard to come by. And the other would be shoes, because they wear their shoes out, so then they get holes in the shoes and their socks get wet. That and clean underwear. So he, through his association with Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, has already donated several thousands of dollars in socks and underwear and shoes to some of the different homeless shelters, I believe, around town here. There is a story in the news. If you haven't already seen it, you probably will soon, and I thought I should talk about it. I've actually asked the doctor to consider an interview with me. I sent an email and haven't heard yet. But there's this, it happened in Hawaii, a dentist, Dr. Lily Geyer, G-E-Y-E-R, and she had a little three-year-old girl in her chair, and she had sedated her for a baby root canal, and something went wrong. We don't yet know if the dose was off, if the dose was too high, if a mixture of drugs interacted, if she happened to be allergic or had some undiagnosed issues, heart issues or brain issues. But the point is she went into a coma and has since died. She died at 8:47 p.m., would have been the 2nd of January. Very, very sad. I do oral sedation, and I don't do IV sedation on children, but I do oral sedation on children who need it. And so hopefully people will wait until the report comes out, because I know so many people are... they rush to judgment. They just assume the doctor did something wrong. And certainly anytime there's a death, it's a tragedy. It's terrible. And I'm, you know, I'm also upset that a three-year-old could lose her life by going to the dentist. What I did, though, is I was looking online at the article, and then I was looking at the responses. And the responses to me were more concerning, not more, that wouldn't be right to say, but as concerning as the actual story. Because people were saying, you know, why would you ever do a root canal on a child? She's only three. You know, they were thinking that you couldn't even do root canals on children. Root canals on children are relatively common, and they are actually the treatment of choice if the tooth is so rotten that the decay has gone into the nerve. You don't want to just randomly start extracting baby teeth, because they're needed. They need. They hold space for when the adult teeth come in. And she was only three, and this and so they needed to stay there till she's at least six. So they needed for three more years. The other comments that I saw were, you know, maybe, you know, you shouldn't sedate children, but there are children that you just can't work on any other way. And by the way, if we don't work on them, you might remember that the charity TeamSmile.org was founded because Diamante Driver, a 12-year-old, wasn't taken to the dentist in time, and he got an infection, a brain infection, so he had to, and he died. So anyway, that's my take on it. Looks like I'm out of time. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Next week, we'll have Alex Fitz from the Kick Drums, and we'll talk about their new album, Thinking Out Loud. Thank you so much for joining me. Tune in every Sunday from 8 until 9. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.